Gee, Kramer, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Ghost. Scroll endlessly until we finally find something to watch. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of The Nightly Binge. I'm Kramer.
And I'm Ghost.
And here tonight, we're going to be talking about Cobra Kai. Season 4 just premiered a few nights ago, and yes, we've already finished it. It took us, what, two nights?
Two nights
we got through it all? Yeah. Yeah, we
have a lot of ourselves.
Yeah. We're going to kind of go over some of the pieces of whether or not we thought it was binge-worthy or not, but beforehand, let's just kind of jump into...
If you watch it in two nights, you kind of have our answer.
I mean, clearly we enjoyed it, for everybody, do we think it's binge-worthy? Oh, okay. And, I mean, that's going to be the question.
Are we deciding for other people? Yes, we're trying to convince other people to watch it.
We're deciding for them.
Don't
they listen to what we say?
I'm pretty sure they don't.
Oh, wow. Wow, I went completely the wrong way with this one. I really thought we were influential here, but I guess not.
Oh, yeah, we're such influencers.
So, just a little bit of backstory for Cobra Kai. Think of the Karate Kid 1980s. You know, you have Johnny Lawrence, you have Daniel LaRusso, I want to say infamous fight, but it's not really infamous, but fight.
It's the bird.
The crane kick and what that did, but they kind of take that dynamic of those two and then fast forward 30 years and see what they're like 30 years later, and they kind of put some spins on it, and I kind of enjoy it.
Shocker, Johnny Lawrence is like peak high school bully, right? He's exactly what you would imagine as someone who was a bully in high school, and he got defeated, and he just kind of lives his life in that moment still.
He refers to like the reason why his entire life was ruined was because that one and it was a legal kick. It was illegal.
I've never seen any of the Karate Kid movies.
You're not missing a whole lot. You get enough flashbacks in the show.
Yeah.
So you've probably seen enough of it now at this point.
I have.
It just plays off of this 1980s theme. Mm-hmm. Like in Johnny Lawrence is stuck. He's stuck in the past the entire time. They all are. Well, not really. Some of them are. Like, it seems like Daniel's trying to move forward with it, but everything he does brings
it's
back
all about into Miyagi.
Everything's Miyagi. Yeah. So Miyagi-Do and everything. And he even has a bonsai tree in a shop, and he gives out a bonsai tree after every car sold. Which, by the way, expensive cars, and you get a free bonsai tree. Like, that's not really a selling point to me.
That's a lifetime commitment. I mean, those trees can live hundreds of years.
Lifetime commitment for those cars. They're expensive.
Are they? I didn't know what he said.
Nah, they're pretty expensive cars. Oh, okay. I mean, he sells, like, Ferraris and Lamborghinis and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure. Okay. But...
No Lambos.
We don't have the Lambo life here. So we're going to go into kind of, do we think it was binge-worthy? And clearly, yes, we find it binge-worthy because... We watched it in 2 days when it came out. So,
not
embarrassed by it at all. We enjoyed watching it. Now, I will say season 4, I think you're going to get into it.
Do you feel so, like, can you go up to the average friend and be like, hey, did you watch Cobra Kai? Cobra Kai has such a niche fan base. It's one of those where, have you ever played Never Have I Ever at a party?
Sure.
And, like, you have some stupid questions like, never have I ever ripped a really nasty fart in an elevator full of people and then blamed it on a random kid.
I've done that one. Yep,
and then you're I have to take a sip by myself. Yep. And then you look around, and there are other people who take a sip with you. That's what I feel like being a fan of Cobra Kai is. Like, you're embarrassed in a way to like it, but it's so bad, it's good.
I think, yes, it is a niche market. I think anyone can watch it, though. I think it is enjoyable for anyone to watch on some level. Yeah. But to have it binge-worthy, yes, there is definitely, like, you have to be invested to watch. Yeah. Because there were, 30-minute episodes, and there was 10 episodes. So we watched, 5 hours of this in 2 nights?
And it's a show that you have to turn your brain off.
Yes, you do.
You just have to sit back, have a drink, have some snacks, and just turn your brain off and just enjoy the show.
Just enjoy the
campiness, the terrible dialogue, the acting. Karate solves everything.
Karate, it does solve everything. I mean, seriously, haven't you learned this lesson yet?
The four seasons, daddy issues, what solved it? Karate. Bully.
Karate. But then when that bully who used karate became the bully and started bullying other people, what solved it?
Karate.
Yeah.
More karate.
Yeah, more karate.
So, you have karate issues? Karate. Right? It just...
It is definitely a niche show. But I don't think it's so niche to the point that not everyone can enjoy it. Only select people can binge it.
Yes.
So I do have to say that, yes, it is definitely binge-worthy. And let's just be honest, the acting, it is 1980s, like, at its prime acting. It's over the top.
Oh, yeah.
There's no subtlety behind their acting. There's no, like, little undertone of dialogue that makes you go, ooh, what is he thinking? No. It is written
direct.
On their face. Yeah. It is everything that they're talking about. Like, Johnny Lawrence is just I would almost say like the quintessential like 80s macho man or bully.
Yeah.
And that's what he plays. And LaRusso is trying to be this suave, sophisticated man who's coming into it. It makes me think I want to say like brings me back to Futurama's the 80s guy who, I forgot to cure my bonitis, but that's what I think of him, like just thrown into the future, which
I can
is great.
See that. Totally.
And they both played it well though. And that's the thing. Like, and
they did.
Is it that their acting is so good and spot on that they're acting this way, or are they, this is just their acting?
I have not seen the movies once again, but I'm pretty sure I haven't seen them in any other show other than the karate movies.
I cannot think of anything else that either one of them, even Kreese, John Kreese, I can't think of him in anything else.
Speaking of Kreese, the man has an easy role. All he has to do is stand there and squint menacingly occasionally, okay? Like, so I have to say, for the acting, I feel as though it's all bad, all right?
But it's so bad that it's good for this role.
Like, yeah, I have to agree.
It fits into this campiness.
It's not like Steven Seagal.
No,
right?
Absolutely not. No,
Steven
horrible.
Seagal, still, well, he's like 65 years old, right?
Yeah.
He still casts himself as a main star of these shows when he's supposed to be like badass killer, karate expert.
Kreese's, I don't know his name, 70-something. Yeah, 75.
Yeah. And you can tell when he has to be this karate expert. Remember in a few scenes?
Yeah, I know. There's a couple scenes with his choreography with their fight scenes, which aren't great, but they're still, they're enjoyable. They're enjoyable in this environment.
Once again, more than Steven Seagal. Yes, have you seen any movies?
I'm going to be honest. If I saw Kreese versus Steven Seagal, I would go after Steven Seagal. And he may come after me. Man, he's a one-shot killer. No, that's what he does. Karate chop to the neck and I'm out.
He would fatly do everything. He fatly goes around corner. He flatly blocks.
If there's any Steven Seagal fans, we apologize, but you're probably not going to like our podcast anyway, so just move on.
Yeah.
So
Kreese, once again, has the easiest role.
Yes, he does.
All
of them have easy roles.
No, well, the younger kids.
Yes, they do.
I feel as though they have to go through some type of training. Especially in the last season, you could tell. Like, I actually would think that they were
martial artists,
or
of some sort. Yeah, I think and that's what I haven't dug into it enough to be like. I don't want to dig into it to find out. Like, do they do their own actions? Do I don't want to invest any more time than
used to binge it.
So this is season four, by the way, not season one. We've watched four seasons, and we've seen them all at least twice. And we'll probably watch season four again.
Just before season five.
Yeah, so we watch everything at least twice. It's not like Supernatural where I've seen it countless times for 16 seasons. There it is again, people. Yep. I am bringing it back every episode.
Ding!
There it is. It's there.
Supernatural.
But this season ends in such a way that I didn't expect it.
Yeah.
Because, so to not really give anything away, but season four, in my opinion, for me, was the least compelling season.
It was too much drama.
The problem is, it's not that there's too much drama, it's too much young kid drama, and I don't like that young kid drama in shows. Like, it's just weird to me.
It's a CW show on steroids with occasional karate sprinkled in.
Yeah, but I don't like the idea of, like, you have, like, pre-high school kids in a love triangle. Like, that makes no sense to me.
But
I don't
that's really see real.
That. I get it, but really, maybe is that not really for real? You. Well, definitely not for me. But I don't understand. That doesn't need to be in the show. But I understand that they have, in order for this show to progress and move on, they need to be able to bring it to the next. Because this is all about the under 18 competition under 18. At the end of the season.
I do not remember having that much of a life when I was under 18.
I don't.
I mean, even now.
No, I mean, even now. Well, we did binge a 10 episode season.
Yeah,
in
that's
2 days. That's our life. We're doing this for you guys. We're sacrificing our personal lives for you, our view listeners.
We're turning down invitations left and right
to
go to these fancy parties with two forks by the plate.
Clearly, that really makes us sound really fancy.
I'm a fancy boy. What's that show? What is that from?
I can't remember what it's
called. I'm a fancy boy.
No, that was Santa Clara Diet. Mama always told me I was a tasty boy.
No, there was a show that was Fancy Boy. Maybe Futurama.
I don't know. It might have been Futurama as well. I'm not sure. Anyway, but go back to Cobra Kai. Right? Obviously, we've already said it's binge-worthy. The acting is definitely just that 1980s over-the-top acting. There's
no
subtlety.
The music montage.
I love the music montage. I love the music. Going back and listening to all the 1980s metal bands when they're going through the montage. Now, every season does have its own montage for some reason.
It does.
Season one, if I remember correctly, was Johnny Lawrence trying to get himself back in shape, ready for this. Mm-hmm. The second season was just about the training. The third was, and I'm not going to give anything but Miguel.
Yeah, Miguel.
And then the fourth season was
the tournament.
The tournament training to get ready for the tournament, which, by the way, fourth season, there were 9 episodes leading to the tournament and then one.
Yeah.
One for the tournament.
That was awful.
It was. And again, it wasn't that the season was awful, but they just brought too much into it that I don't think it needed to be.
But it feels so. This show has to create drama because it's already been 4 seasons, and how much of the story can you drag on?
Yeah, that is very true. Right. Like,
so they have to introduce more drama in order for karate to solve all that drama.
That is true. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're gonna have credit. Well, it goes back to the under 18 tournament. Like I think they're all juniors. Next year, like season 5 is their last season. I think they're about to graduate, which means they cannot be in the tournaments.
Yeah.
So it's done. So they either have to find a way to end the show
in
season 5 or maybe season 6. Or they have to bring new
And they cast already members are. In, There's they, a few they new are. Characters they are. This season. Yeah.
Compelling. One of them is compelling to an extent, but it's also kind of sad.
Yeah,
Kenny. Like I like the way he started out, but I don't like the way he turned out. Mm-mm. It's just kind of rehash of Hawk, in my opinion.
But
we'll see what happens later on. So the music. I mean, this is 1980s music. Most of it is 1980s. There isn't really any new music, which I just enjoyed because it's a lot of metal bands or hair metal bands. And then the story, campy, cheesy, just. Overall,
it's like
1980s goodness.
You took a cartoon and you decided to put live actors in this cartoon. That's what Cobra Kai is to me.
Yeah, I can.
Everything just seems so overdone and exaggerated. Yeah. And it's great.
It really is. I mean, the characters are just watching the dynamic and then the growth, which. The growth is up and down. It's like neither one of them can stick their growth.
That's not true. There are some significant character arcs for Johnny.
Yeah.
And Robbie.
So.
Which is his son. No, yes. That's not really a spoiler.
It's not really a spoiler. That's who it is.
As well as Hawk. Ooh, I just burped. Excuse me.
And I'm the one drinking. And I haven't burped yet. So, but, so they all have arcs, right? But none of them are taking the standard trajectory.
No.
They all go up and then they plateau and then they dive.
Yeah.
And then they fall back into
sort of like a stock
back
market. Volatility,
yeah,
man.
There you go. Volatility. Like if buy the dips and that's what they're doing. Their character development dips and they're buying into them to try and make themselves better again. I mean, you got to do something. You can't continually get better at all times.
No,
because if you do, where are you going to go?
Yeah. I have
stocks only go up, right?
Oh, yeah. Stocks only go <That's> up.
Okay. Inside joke with us because stocks don't always go up, people. Just as a life lesson, realize stocks can go down drastically.
Significantly.
So the characters, I think you take once Johnny and LaRusso are out of the mix, you still have a good cast of characters. Do,
yeah. And they're constantly bringing in older characters from the movies.
Oh, Silver.
Like
came
so,
back.
Yeah. So this, yeah. Once again, I haven't seen the movies, yeah. But apparently he was what best friends with Kreese
best
in the movies.
Best friend with Kreese, and I want to say it was in the second movie. When he took over training for a little bit for
LaRusso. Oh, okay.
And he pretended that he was just this better overall trainer. Mm-hmm. He wasn't Cobra Kai, but then it was shown later on that he was Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay.
And it was this mind blown type mentality. But yeah, he was a brutal trainer.
By the way, I remember like people always saying that Lawrence was the bully, but watching some of the flashbacks, I think LaRusso was kind of a dick too.
I mean,
like those two just egged each other on.
They did. And I think what it boils down to is they do kind of touch on a lot of like cultural items and things that are going on. Like the idea of bullying and cyberbullying later on does play into a mix when Anthony is cyberbullying and stuff like that. But they do touch on real life scenarios. And I think them replaying some of these clips from the original Karate Kid movies kind of plays into that of, like, Daniel wasn't this, like, goody-two-shoe guy. No, he did stuff on purpose to antagonize LaRusso.
Yeah, no, antagonize Johnny. Yeah.
And the same, the other way around. Like, you know, the idea of, like, LaRusso stole Johnny's girl. Like, I don't really think that he stole the girl. I think they were breaking up regardless anyways because she thought Johnny was kind of a dick.
You're, like, truly invested in this.
I've seen the movie a couple times.
Oh, a couple times.
I really
times.
Enjoyed it. A couple times. The first one. Not the rest. Like, I've seen the first one a lot. Because I enjoyed it.
Yeah, how many total? Like, four?
What? Movies?
Four, yeah.
There's four. Three with the original cast. The fourth was a new one that came out
later. Was that Jackie Chan?
The Jackie Chan. And
there was
then,
one, right?
Yes, with Will Smith's son, I thought.
Oh, the weird one?
Yeah. That was the weird one. Yeah. Someone's going to hate that comment, by the way, calling him the weird one. But that's
we didn't name a name.
We didn't give him a name.
Yeah, that's on them.
But that's on them if they assume that he's
exactly.
a real
one. Exactly. That
Shame
is on you if you
for
think
assuming
someone
that
is
someone's weird. We just said that someone was weird. You assume that's who it was, even though we did say Will Smith's son and the weird one.
Does he only have one son?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, there
we
go.
We should know these things. Clearly, we're not invested in that life.
Nope.
But, yeah, so yeah, there's only three with the original with the cast, and I think it was only the first two that had Johnny and Daniel.
Oh, okay.
The next one, he goes to Okinawa, and he trains in Okinawa, and there's a lot more that goes into it. That's they even bring that into the show as well.
They do. I'm actually kind of excited for the next season. Yeah.
So, and that's the point. Like, they do a great job of kind of getting you invested for the next round.
Mm-hmm.
The next season. It's like, so all of season four, I'm watching, and I'm like, all right, this needs to continue. Go,
yeah,
go, get done.
Like, speed it up.
Speed
it
up. We want to see this. Then the tournament came around and the tournament was fun. I enjoyed it.
I feel as though the season would have been better if they focused more on the tournament as opposed to all of the backstory for the characters and creating this tension and, you know, they were just edging too much for me.
Yeah.
much edging.
But I think they were doing this on purpose because they wanted to be able to reintroduce new character developments and new character arcs in the next season, which the next season is going to be fun because you're going to see the offensive side of the Miyagi-Do, which I think that'll be fun.
Do you think it can solve COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. Karate chop COVID. That's going to be in there. Like they've got to show it. I mean, they're getting close to nowadays. I want to see them doing karate and nothing but masks.
Okay.
And then they all have like the cool mask. So Cobra Kai's got like a Cobra mask.
Yeah.
Miyagi-Do. I don't know what Miyagi-Do with it. Like a
bonsai
tree.
Bonsai branch
covering their mouth.
And then Eagle Fang, which is the new dojo that Johnny Lawrence. It literally is an ego with
eagle. With
English
fangs.
Is good. With fangs protruding out. Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
It's the most badass 80s thing ever.
It is. And I think that's great because I don't want to say that Johnny's portrayed as just a dumbass, but he is.
He is.
He is. He is stuck in this like high school, and it's
he's peak high school jock.
But not even like intellectual high school. Like there are some people who peak in high school. They didn't go to college. You know, I mean, Bill Gates didn't go to college, and
he
would never consider him.
No, but he's definitely not a jock.
But he's definitely not a jock, nor is he a Johnny Lawrence. Johnny Lawrence like the quintessential bully who just stopped and plateaued, and that's what he lived his life by. His 80s mantra of karate rules all.
the thing is, the great thing about him is he has shown a lot of development throughout each season. Yes.
But he always falls backwards, and I think that's what's driving me crazy about this season. This season alone had everybody fall backwards. Except for Kreese. He all of a sudden became a good guy at the end.
That was super strange.
I was like,
I don't really want to feel sympathy for this old man, but I kind of do.
You kind of do. Like, I mean, you do towards the end, especially when you hear his backstory of why he is the way he is and why he formed Cobra Kai. But at the same time, it's Kreese. Like, it's Kreese. He's ruined so many lives.
He has.
So, I mean, overall, acting, 80s. Enjoyed it. It was enjoyable. Yeah. The music, great. Fight scenes were... So, we haven't really touched much on the fight scenes. Mm-hmm. It is definitely a choreographed fight scene. Some of them are great. Some of them are, like, really good. Like, the tournament was good.
Yes, the tournament was great.
I think there are certain, maybe certain actors in it that can do it a little bit better. Like, Robbie does a pretty good job.
Robbie's so great. Hawk. So is Hawk, yeah.
And even Sam and... who was she fighting at the end? Tori. Mm-hmm. Their fight scenes are very well choreographed. Miguel's good. Yep. But so a lot of the others,
it's the younger kids cast, not the older guys. Like Johnny and LaRusso were trying to settle their old score. Oh my gosh.
It was so slow.
This is horrible.
It's kind of like if you took a fight scene, it's like they had to watch them play it out in like real time, but then speed it up tenfold just to get a good fight scene out of it. Like, the idea of, like, the Jet Li, they had to slow it down to make it look good on film.
This one, they filmed, and then they had to try and speed it up, and it still looked as though it was super slow.
And then the idea of them just circling each other for the fight. But the kids' fights, which, again, it's really hard to say, like, I'm really rooting for the kids fighting in this. Like, but it's a martial arts. It's a martial arts tournament that we're rooting for here. Not them fighting when they're in school or anything like that. Like, violence is not the answer unless it's karate, and then karate solves all.
Yeah.
So binge worthy.
That should go on a t-shirt.
Violence solves nothing, but karate solves all.
Yeah.
Violence isn't the answer.
Yeah.
But karate solves all.
There we go. Bam.
Bam. Ah, yeah, that should definitely be a t-shirt. I'm sure it'll sell lots.
Yeah, lots of Cobra Kai fans.
Cobra Kai fans, absolutely. So overall, for me, binge. I definitely think it's binge worthy. Yes, watch it. Yeah, watch it.
Yeah.
Get into it. Definitely. Enjoy it. I want this to at least get into the season five. I don't know if it's been
It's already been greenlit.
Oh, good. Perfect. Yeah.
So, they've already talked about, they just finished production for season five.
Oh, but it doesn't come out until next year.
No, it doesn't come out until 2023.
Okay, so if it's done, just give it to us.
Oh my God, we're in 2022.
We are in 2022.
We're 2022.
So, but all right, guys.
Thank you for listening.
And that's our viewpoints on Cobra Kai. Hope you enjoyed listening.